I'm going to call this meeting, planning development meeting, to order. Please note that assisted listening devices for use in the council chambers are available upon request from staff in the clerk's office. So is there any declaration of pecuniary interest? And seeing none, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. So I will read out the title associated with the recommended motions from the staff reports and the notice of motion from the members of the planning committee. Planning committee, and may ask that an item may be held so that it can be further discussed. So please indicate your intention to hold an item when I read through it by pressing your request to speak button. The first person on the list will be afforded the opportunity to speak, so those that hold the item will be the first to speak once it comes back. If an item is not held, the motion as printed in the staff report will be deemed approved on consent, and no further discussion on that item will take place this afternoon. It is recommended the recommendation will go forward to the council for consideration at the next meeting. So the first item is DP 2016-05, advising the subject to solicitor-client privilege, including communication necessary for the privileges of litigation, including matters before the administrative tribunals affecting the municipality appeal options with respect to the Committee of Adjustment Decision number B00715352 Pine Avenue. And I see Mayor Thompson is holding that one. DP 2016-06, advice from a subject that is subject to solicitor-client privilege, including communication necessary for that purpose, and litigation, including matters before an administrative tribunal affecting the municipality, and is the Argo Caledon Corporation appeal of draft plan subdivision zoning bylaw 12701 here Ontario Street, Caledon. And I see Mayor Thompson is asking that one to be held. DP 2016-01, the proposed Rogers Communication temporary communications tower at 13377 Coleraine Drive, Part Lot 7, Concession 6, Albion, Ward 5. And it's approved on consent. You want to hold that one? Okay. Councillor Groves asks for that one to be held. DP 2016-02, read the proposed draft plan of subdivision, zoning bylaw amendment, application phase 2, Argo Caledon Corporation, 12701 here Ontario Street, part lots 21, 22, concession 1 East EHS, Ward 2. Mayor Thompson's asked for it to be held. Okay, and then the Heritage Caledon report dated January 11th, 2016. It's approved. We do have a notice of motion. Council Mayor Thompson, read the GTA West corridor. I'm asked, probably you want to. I have to go open at this point. Oh, there he is. Okay. And the mayor's asked for it to be held. So we will move into closed session. Councillor Innes, seconder, Councillor Groves.
I move that council move into closed session for the Planning and Development Committee under Section 239 of the Municipal Act for the purpose of confidential report DP-216-05 regarding advice that is subject to solicitor-client privilege, including communications necessary for that purpose and litigation, including matters before an administrative tribunal affecting the municipality, appeal options in respect of Committee of Adjustment Decision number B-007-15352 Pine Avenue, and confidential report DP-2016-06 regarding advice that is subject to solicitor-client privilege, including communications necessary for that purpose and litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality, Argo Caledon Corp, appeal of draft plan of subdivision and zoning bylaw 12701 here Ontario Street, Caledon.
Thank you. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Groves still? Councillor Groves, all in favour? Okay, we will be staying in the chambers. We'll open the doors once we're concluded. Everybody could have the seats. Okay, we're going to move to in-camera session DP 2016-05. And do we have a mover or a motion? Councillor Innes.
Thank you. I move that confidential report DP 2016-05 regarding advice that is subject to solicitor-client privilege, including communications necessary for that purpose, litigation including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality, appeal options in respect of Committee of Adjustment Decision Number B007-15, 352 Pine Avenue, Part Lot 151008 be received, and that the town staff be directed to proceed with option 1A as outlined in confidential report DP 2016-05 and in accordance with the usual course of an Ontario Municipal Board hearing.
Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Shaughnessy. And is there any questions? And seeing none, do I vote? And not seeing none, all in favor? Carried. Okay, now we're moving to in-camera session DP 2016-06. The advice is subject, that's the appeal of the draft plan subdivision and zoning bylaw 12701 here on Ontario Street, Caledon. And we have a motion, Mayor Thompson.
That confidential report DP 2016-06 regarding the advice that the subject solicitor client privilege, including communications necessary for that purpose, litigation including matters before the administrative tribunals affecting the municipality, Argo Caledon Corporation, appeal draft plan subdivision 21T-1201C, and the zoning bylaw number RZ12002 phase 2 of 12701 here on Ontario Street, OMB case PL 141309 be received, and that the mayor and clerk be authorized to execute the minutes of settlement with Argo Caledon Corporation, the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing with the respect of certain transportation issues as outlined in this report or as modified to the satisfaction of the Director of Development Approval and Planning Policy DAPT in the consultation with town solicitor, with the town solicitor, and that the town be authorized to continue to act on behalf of the town before the Ontario Municipal Board in accordance with this report and the usual course of the Ontario Municipal Board matter.
Okay, do we have a seconder for Councillor Downey? Okay, are there any questions with regards to this one?
Yeah.
And seeing none, all in favor? Carried. Okay, now we're moving to DP 2016-01, proposed Rogers Communication, temporary telecommunications tower, 13377 Coleraine Drive, part lot 17, concession 6, Albion, Ward 5, that report DP 2016-01 regarding the proposed Rogers Communication temporary tower at 13377 Coleraine Drive, Ward 5, be received, that the Town of Caledon provide concurrence for the proposed Rogers Communication Telecommunications temporary tower at 13377 Coleraine Drive and be endorsed subject to the following conditions. The applicant must construct the tower in accordance with the following drawings. That GD1 site plan prepared by WSP dated May 8, 2015, revised on August 26, 2015, received, and 100-1-71 footprint prepared by Tower Works, dated December 5th, 2011, revised, and August 26th, 2015, be received. Do we have a mover? Councillor Groves, and a seconder, Councillor Thompson. Are there any questions? Go ahead, Councillor Groves. You asked for it to be held, so you are first speaker.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for clarification, this is temporary. This is an existing cell tower.
Go ahead.
I think I'm reading that since 1996.
Go ahead and speak. Yes, go ahead.
Through you, Chair DeVore, to Councillor Groves. The infrastructure is currently existing on the Region of Peel Water Tower, so that's sort of at the front of the property, the subject property. And this proposal is to construct a temporary tower sort of to the rear of the property while the Region of Peel undergoes maintenance on the water tower.
Okay, and then it'll shift back to its original. Okay.
That's correct.
I just wanted to make sure, because cell towers is always a conundrum in the community, because, and I read, no one came out to the public meeting. Nobody has expressed any concerns in writing. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that it was already there and it's temporary and it will be going back there after the repairs on the water tower are completed. So, okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Oh. Councillor Befford.
Yes, we fairly recently approved another temporary tower basically at Airport Road and Highway 9. Just like to know that during the period of time that it's been there, have we had any comments from people? Have there been any negative effects of it? I don't think so, but I'm just checking to see before we approve another one.
You're speaking to the one in Mono Mills, correct?
Yes.
Yes. To my knowledge, at least in the Planning and Development Department, we have not received any complaints about
that. So it's there, it's working, doesn't seem to be of any concern.
That's correct.
So, okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Just to that, the actual tower is gone and the equipment's back on the water tower. I don't know. It just happened. Was there any more questions? Okay. All in favor? Any opposed? Carried. So we are moving to the proposed draft plan of subdivision zoning bylaw amendment phase 2, Argo Caledon Corporation, 12701 here Ontario Street, part lots 21-22, concession 1, EHS ward 2. That report DP 2016-2 regarding the proposed draft plan of subdivision zoning bylaw amendment application phase 2, Argo Caledon Corporation, 12701 here Ontario Street, part lot 21 and 22, concession 1, EHS file number 21T-12001C and RZ12-02, ward 2 be received. And that the street tree planting for the subject development be located within the public boulevard, and that the mayor and clerk be authorized to execute minutes of settlement in support of the proposed draft plan of subdivision 21T12001C and the zoning bylaw amendment RZ12-02 be outlined in this report or as modified to the satisfaction of the Director of Development Approval Planning Policy in consultation with the town solicitor. So do we have a staff report at all or any presentation? Okay.
No presentation.
So is there any questions from members of council? Oh, Al, Councillor, or? Oh, okay, we need a mover. Councillor, or Mayor Thompson, seconder. Okay, Joanna, Councillor Downey can be the mover and Mayor Thompson will be the seconder. And Mayor Thompson, if you want to speak.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Just to follow up again, as Chief knows, last night we saw firsthand. We were at the fire hall for a meeting with that with the Snowgrove Fire Department, and we saw how the impacts that we have having to get into that new community and not having the access off Highway 10. I think the right in, right out. I'm just saying in the report, I know there's traffic studies and flow studies and everything been done, but I'm saying as we go forward with the pressures that we're having, and I know with the master plan that the fire chief is developing, I think we need to be a little more cognizant on the right ins and right outs, and especially as the community's growing, we got to find better ways and access to get in. And I understand where we're going through this phase, but I really do believe before we start approving any more development, we need to get an understanding at a minimum with MTO that we need a write in or a write out on that particular road corridor. I also have given a notice of motion to come forward next meeting. I just gave it to the clerk about Dougal Avenue, that it's a major spine road and needs to be considered. And we need to put the province, have the province acknowledge that we need that. It's in our official plan. And it's either we go under, we go over, or we go through. And I am asking to have that brought forward. I do believe, Madam Clerk, that has to come next meeting. So I've put that on the floor. But I do believe, and I got to thank, I see through the Argo development and working with the group across on the west side as well. I know Brookview or whatever they call that group. They keep changing names all the time. But that is a major spine road in the official plan, and I think even with the Mayfield West development, I've been very adamant from day one. That's a major spine road and has to be addressed as such. I know this is one partial development, but we have to look at what this complete community is going to look like, and we need an access through there. So I'm willing to second the report, but I want to be put on public record that we got to make sure that we got the connectivity that comes through that Dougal Avenue one way or another. And also probably going to drag Public Works in kicking and screaming as well, too, that they need to be engaged to work with planning to figure out how we go forward on this.
Okay. And seeing no further questions, I call the question. All in favor? Okay. Any opposed? Seeing none, carried. Okay, so we've got a motion by Mayor Thompson, the GTA West Corridor. Everybody has a copy of it in front of them? Fully understood. I think we'll allow the mayor to speak to it. Well, mover is Mayor Thompson, and the seconder. Joanna? Thanks. Councillor Downey? And do you want to speak to it?
Yeah. Do I need to read it or just speak to it?
Just speak to it.
Okay. Going through, the Region Appeal has a report coming to Council this Thursday concerning what they're saying is pretty much the EA has been completed and the money's been spent. And if they are suspending it, we want them to complete the EA because there is so much work to go with other things that have been going on. The Region Appeal has backed down on some of the work studies because this EA takes precedent. And if this doesn't happen, it's going to set a lot of work, good work that's been done across the whole area. So what we're asking, the Region Appeal's asking for, and that's why I think it's important that Caledon follows suit, that we ask them to complete the EA. The money's been spent. Let's finish it. There's no point in going through, it's like going through a college course and then not writing the final exam. And this is where we're at. So that's the request we're having is, it isn't going to cost a whole lot of money now. Let's just finish the EA. Even if you do suspend it, at least the study's been done and it's useful information for everybody.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? I see no questions on the board. Oh, she just showed up.
Thank
you. Go ahead,
you.
Councillor Groves.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just wondering if there's an opportunity to somehow incorporate something with the 427 extension. And I'm not sure, Mayor Thompson, if we can do that in this motion because, no? Okay, so that would be a separate discussion for another day because I guess where I'm coming from, I would be prepared to bring that at some point because I guess where I'm coming from is if the province, and I don't know what they're going to do, but if they decide that they're not going to continue on with this corridor, they need to look at some other options, and I think one of those options to take some of the traffic and the heavy traffic off our roads is taking 427 to 9. So I'm not sure we can have that at another time, Mr. Chair, and bring a motion forward.
It should be part of another motion, I would think. You still, or you're off the board now? You're okay? No further questions. Call the question. All in favor? Carried. I think that's it. Okay, I'm going to call this meeting adjourned. 1 o'clock, we'll be starting in the general committee meeting. Thank you.